Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, July 16th, 2025. This is the InfoWars War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. You know, we've been talking about this theme of Groundhog Day. You just wake up and it's the same thing over and over again. But this is a little different. You can't even believe it. You can't even understand it. Why would President Trump continue to cut his own wrists politically with this Epstein disaster? And it's like, okay, maybe finally they'll just shut up. And they kind of trying to run cover and say, oh, no, we'll give you some files. And Laura Trump doing media interviews and Pam Bondi saying we'll do some files. And, oh, maybe we'll do a special counsel, special prosecutor, all this stuff. Like, okay, and then just shut up. Nope. Last night, he triples down. And then this morning, he quadruples down and then quintuples down. So we're going to look at all the different angles of this. And there are multiple angles, but there are things that are just undeniable. There are things that are just undeniable. And, you know, we're no strangers to being attacked here. And I saw him last night on CNN showing InfoWars clips, and I see InfoWars at the top of Drudge. And I see people attacking and, oh, you're not for Trump anymore. You're not Matt. We've been through this. It's not even worth addressing that, to be honest. But here's what's significant about it. And this is kind of the irony that Trump is the one not getting this, apparently. Why would CNN be showing InfoWars clips as they're trying to jump into this chasm that has now been created in the MAGA coalition and to try to make it worse? Why would Drudge, same people that run CNN, be posting InfoWars at the top of their stories, at the front of their page, their number one hit, the cover story? Because they understand this is Trump's base. And they understand this is the launch pad that got Trump across the finish line in the primaries. This is the launch pad that beat the neocons, that beat the conservative media. This was the launch pad for Trump. And that's not to take anything away from Trump. That's not to say that Trump didn't win in 2016 and 2020 and 2024, and he did it his own way. It's not to take anything away from Trump. It's to say that as far as political media is concerned, as far as a group of people is concerned, an organic political movement, this was the launch pad. This is what changed the game. And we were so effective at doing it in 2016, they had to ban us off the internet. And we were so effective at what we do here that they had to sue Alex Jones and say he owes $2 trillion and shut him down. So why are they showing InfoWars clips saying, oh, look at Trump losing his base? Why are they linking InfoWars at the top of Drudge? Because they get it. This is the launch pad. This is the most effective news team in the world. It is the most game-changing 10 hours, now 12 hours of live transmissions every day right here. It's the most organic, it's the most pro-America, it's the most pro-truth, it's the most independent, and this is where now truly organic political movements like MAGA, like Trump, can launch it, get the support of this audience, and then have political success. So they know if you're losing the launch pad, you've gone to a different launch pad. But it's not getting any better. So instead of trying to throw water on the fire, Trump throws gasoline on it. So we're going to have all these clips coming up for you today, and we will take tons of calls, I promise you.
Mixes the potion with a force that's true.
start today with Trump quintupling down, asking his supporters to abandon the Epstein story, to just give it up and move on. And instead of, after the first negative blowback, trying to put a wet blanket on it, now at this point, he has quintupled down and thrown a gallon of gasoline on it. And it looks like he's got the whole oil reserves ready to pour on it if he feels. So I've got the statement from last night, which was Trump tripling down. I've got the statement from Trump this morning, which was Trump quadrupling down. And then you've got his Truth Social post, which is probably the most distasteful of it all. Now, before I go to this, I see a lot of people making excuses for President Trump. Or maybe it might be better to say putting their faith in some plan that they know nothing about. So I'd say it like this. If I knew that there was a plan, and this was all part of some plan to drain the swamp, arrest the deep state criminals, expose the sex trafficking pedophile rings, then okay. But I don't know that. And nobody knows that. What I do know is that Trump is telling us to move on from the Epstein files, a complete 180 on what he said during the campaign. I know that Pam Bondi has flip-flopped with President Trump on the messaging for this multiple times, so nobody knows what's going on. Nobody has their ducks in a row. And I know that now President Trump is insulting his base. His original base. Now, I don't take anything personally in politics, and I even understand political pragmatism. I actually preach it over political purism. So I can sit here and say, okay, well, look, if Donald Trump wants to initiate a divorce with his base, then that's his decision. If Donald Trump decides he wants to run with the neocons, and he wants to run with the political establishment, and he wants to run with Netanyahu, the war criminal, and he wants to run with all the new MAGA-tards that popped up in 2024, don't know really anything about politics other than just bark Trump twice when you're told, then fine. Then he can make that decision, and that's fine. If he's done with us, I don't take it personally. Whatever. He's his own man. He's going to make his own decisions. I don't regret supporting Trump. I don't regret voting for Trump. I'm going to be thankful for all the good things he's done. But he's the one initiating the divorce now. It's not us. If my friend's about to get married to a girl, and I know she's cheating on him, and I go to my friend and I say, my friend Bob, I say, Bob, your fiance's cheating on you. She's been cheating on you for a while. I was concerned about it. Now I know what's going on. It's really bad. You shouldn't marry her. And then Bob says, you know what? You're not my friend. I never want to see you again. I never want to talk to you again. You're no longer my friend. Get out of my life. Say, fine. I tried to warn you. Best of luck. And then in 2 months when the approval ratings hit an all-time low, you say, yes for this. And in 2 months when Bob's wife is caught sleeping with her yoga instructor, you say, you asked for this. Guys, let's get a chair and a microphone, please. Alex Jones joining me in studio.
No. I just want to say.
No.
You've been questioning Trump. I'm excommunicating you. You're fired. I'm serious.
You're going to get ahead of the lawsuits. Is that what you're doing here?
What do you make of him in excommunication now?
I think just Trump is done with us, Alex. I think he's used us for his purpose. You know what? And I would say this, and I was getting to this too. It could be a situation. Look, they've tried to kill him multiple times that we know of. So we know that's going on. Who knows what other things might be going on behind the scenes?
Not a million D-chess?
I have no evidence that this is million. We might be on 2 million D-chess now. 6 million D-chess, actually, Alex. Wink, wink. We might be on 6 million D-chess now. No, maybe Trump is like held hostage. Like it's like, so that's why when I was hearing your coverage, you were like, maybe we need to pray for Trump. God's telling me to pray for Trump. Maybe Trump's being held hostage. He's like, Trump, blink twice if you, Blink twice if you're in distress.
Give me a seat here. Let's do a video on that. That's it. Trump has been replaced by a clone.
Blink twice. Blink twice if you're in distress.
Just like Mongino and Patel looked like they were being held hostage 2 months ago.
Well, I think we're about to find out Patel it might be a total fraud. I don't think Mongino.
They could have put a brain chip in Trump. I'm serious. Like, put him out, put a little chip in.
I think it's more likely he's just being held hostage.
Folks, they're gonna have it like on CNN.
No. Let's get serious, Alex. Hold on. Let's get serious. You just did 4 hours of a transmission.
Oh, well, they get my chair and I'll come in here. I just couldn't help it. I was watching your rant.
Hit the reset button, and we'll get a chair and a microphone.
Oh, it's been replaced by a clone too, by the way.
And let's actually. That's why we have the long hair. You went clone. Now you're bald. I went clone. Now I've got the long hair.
The new modern clones keep their hair. The other ones.
Damn it, Alex!
But listen, Trump could not come up with a way to describe himself worse.
So Trump, blink twice if you're in distress. Like, who's got the gun to your head? What's going on here?
Let me come back and do a serious segment.
Okay? Yeah, just take. You just did 4 hours.
No, it's not that. I just wandered in here. I need to give the headlines to.
Let me finish my rant, play these clips, and let's get you in here. How about 33? Does that work?
Problem is, I got a legal call. 33. You know they have the receiver now. They could be here next week, but this is that probably the big one.
It's all happening at the same time.
You've been jinxing and saying they would always shut us down. I thought we could stop it. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they don't call me the Babe Ruth for nothing, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
You're the Oracle. I'm Babe Ruth.
Stop jinxing us.
Trump, blink twice if you're in distress. Blink twice. But you know what? Another issue, too, and it's just funny because I'm listening to Alex earlier, and we're always synchronized, but with different angles, different perspectives. He's been around much longer than me. But I was also thinking the angle of, you know, Israel's control over our country now is so obvious, so in your face, so over the top that it's undeniable. And it's creating this clash now, this inevitable clash. So it's like they want blacks and whites fighting. Or they want Hispanics and whites fighting. Or they want the left and the right fighting. Well, now they're building this whole new thing up. They're crescendoing this whole new thing of, oh, everyone's going to turn against Israel, and everyone's going to turn against Jews. And so inevitably, that's where it's going. When you have Netanyahu constantly coming to D.C., when you have the Israeli flags everywhere, and there is a huge, huge social media propaganda campaign, probably millions of dollars being spent. And this is mostly the Johnny-come-latelys. This is mostly, you know, the new MAGA. And they're telling you, oh, you're just an anti-Semite if you question Israel. And, oh, Israel can do no wrong. And, oh, you're a Qatar agent. And all this garbage. That is all paid for propaganda. So you see this whole thing building now. And then it's going to become this crescendo where everybody's going to be like, okay, well, this is too obvious. You saw it at Turning Point USA. This is so obvious. Look at the control that Israel has over our administration, our Congress. I mean, Jews basically run the whole thing. And it's like, don't say that. You're an anti-Semite. What are you talking about? Look at who works for Trump. What do you mean? Who's getting what they want? Americans or Israel? But see, it's like, oh boy, how do I even broach that? I'm going to be called an anti-Semite. I'm going to be put on a hate watch list. So they're crescendoing this whole thing now, and that's the new divide and conquer. And that's why I've said for a month now, I said, look, if you support Israel, you need to sit here and say Netanyahu is a problem. And you need to sit here and say what's going on in the Gaza Strip is too much now. But they can't. They just continue to support it, and they continue to shove it in their face. And now Israel's bombing Lebanon and Jordan and Syria and the Gaza Strip. And Iran. So why? Why is this happening? Is Trump being held hostage? Or the big Q theory, save Israel for last? I mean, there's no doubt the topic of Israel has never been bigger. Never been bigger. So big now that it was the number one thing at the Turning Point USA event this weekend. That's how big this is. That's how undeniable this is. And then they want to try to curtail that, and they want to try to maneuver that and say, no, it's Qatar, or no, you're just a Jew hater, you're just an anti-Semite. No, we're having real political conversations, geopolitical conversations. We're having obviously neutral observations about what's going on here. So then they just keep saying, no, it's not happening. It's like the same thing. There is no Epstein client list. There is no Israeli influence. It's Qatar. And then naturally people go the opposite direction. But I'm off base. What's sad is now, and I can't believe this underestimate, who's ever underestimating this stuff or giving Trump this bad advice, or if it's Trump himself. Look, Trump's almost 80 years old. He's wearing more makeup than he's ever worn before. He's even wearing makeup on his hands now. He's wearing makeup on his hands for whatever reason. I don't know. For a nearly 80-year-old man, he works more than just an average 20-year-old man. So normally the independent press that would put their full support behind Trump, it's not that we would run cover for the Trump administration, but it's like, okay, I can decide, am I going to prioritize putting pressure on this administration to actually arrest the deep state criminals, go after the Biden crime family, go after the auto pen scandal? Or it's like, okay, now you want to throw us overboard. So it's like, well, okay, maybe I start to run with some of these stories that I'm getting about what's happening behind the scenes with Trump. Maybe I decide I want to start running with some of these stories about Cash Patel. What he's really up to, what he's really into, what he's trying to do with the new FBI jet. I know the White House, I know D.C. thinks they're about to buy off this big story about a congressman that's about to come out that might implicate other members of the Trump administration. I know you think you're going to bury that. I don't like to scoop other people, and other news outlets have it. We'll see if they want to run with it. They might try to buy him off. It's not going to work. It's all going to come out. So if you think throwing the people overboard that could actually make sure this doesn't become the biggest story and could stay focused on the real issues and the real deep state criminals, but no, you threw us overboard, and now you give us no choice. And I would be stunned if Dan Bongino lasts much longer. I think Dan Bongino, who, by the way, he does love Israel, but I don't think he's blackmailed. I don't think he's a corrupt guy. I don't think so. He has his reasons for loving Israel. He's very public about that. I'd say virtually most of the administration is, and the ones that aren't, they get pushed out. But it's not about that for Bongino now. I think Bongino is going to realize, if he hasn't already, just like Jen Psaki did in the Biden years, the longer I stick around here, the lower my integrity gets in the public perspective. And how am I going to go have a career in political media if that happens? I'd be shocked if Bongino lasts, I mean, I'd say to the end of the year, even that might be a stretch. Even that might be a stretch. It might be before that. And if you lose Bongino, folks, that's just total alarms. That's just, if Bongino leaves, that's just red flags, sirens, alert is what's going on. So joining me now in studio here, Alex Jones. Well, Alex, I said this while you were listening outside, I said the reason they're using InfoWars to say, see, that Trump's been abandoned is because they know this was his launch pad, this was his base, and he's decided to divorce us. I mean, that's how I see it. I didn't divorce Trump. Divorcing us.
If you put the Drudge headline that's been up since last night from the live show I did with Chase, it's divorce. Trump is divorcing us. That is the consensus on X. 90%+ of our supporters and his supporters are just flabbergasted by all the 180s, all the flopping. We need Trump to succeed. He's doing so much good. And the fact that, you know, he is day-to-day changing what he said, the reason I just ran in here, and thanks for having me on, is I don't think you were joking. I think it's really serious. At least I took it serious. I didn't think of this. Is Trump being held hostage I mean, Bongino and Patel 2 months ago when they first floated, oh, Epstein killed himself and he acted alone. He really wasn't doing anything. People are like, oh, and Crooks acting alone in Pennsylvania trying to kill Trump. We were like, they look like deer in the headlights, like they're prisoners. Like, I was first one to say it. Looks like they're being held hostage. Like those old, you know, Vietnam would shoot down our pilots, North Korea would, and they would, like, blink, Morse code, torture. And that's basically what this is, and now you have Bongino. So I'm serious. We know Israel, and I didn't believe Israel from my research was the number one lobbying group before. It was communist China, the big banks, the globalists. But on foreign policy, Israel dominated our foreign policy in the Middle East. That's on record. The clean break, Project American Century, the last, you know, regime change, six countries, the last one's Iran. Yeah, that's a fact. They did the Liberty stage that. Israel's done a lot of bad stuff. But I didn't, you know, say, oh, there's a thunderstorm today, it's Israel, or I slipped on a banana peel, it's Israel. And you know, and that whole crowd gets a little bit schizophrenic blaming everything on Israel. But you can't now not say that it's even the Israeli papers that, hey, we're a superpower now, we control America. And so we kind of kick the Democrats and the deep state out to a certain extent, and China's being held off in their control. That was what we wanted. And now Israel is just swooping in that power vacuum. And so, yeah, and you got Lutnick, you know, just great on the economy, but tied to Epstein.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think it's Trump who's in the files himself, because there's never any evidence of that. But it is people in his orbit and the embarrassingness of all of this. And then you've got Ben Shapiro saying, I talked to the former Israeli prime minister, who was the boss of Mossad. He said, Epstein wasn't Mossad. Oh, because by way of deception, you will do war. Shapiro also said today, Israel's only had one spy, Jonathan Pollard.
It's only one ever, Alex.
I mean, that's like saying there's only one fish in the ocean. So this is preposterous. And so I don't relish having to really take on Israel as currently the main threat to our country. But the people running it right now, and Benjamin Netanyahu is very unpopular, really are making a run at the country. And Epstein was Mossad, MI6, CIA, it's all the same thing. Maxwell's dad, family business, Mossad, Barry Mount of Olives, MI6, mainstream news. And so the claim that we are hearing, the claim that we're being given, that there's just no such thing as this is preposterous. And Trump to say, yeah, we're going to release it a year ago. Now there's nothing there. There's nothing to release. Okay, we're going to release it. Okay, if you want it released, you're a traitor, you're a Democrat, dupe, you're excommunicated out of MAGA. And then flip-flop again and have John Solomon come out, who's a very accurate reporter, Solomon come out and say, no, I met with Trump yesterday. They're doing the special prosecutor, which I'd heard from sources yesterday. It was true. So we first broke that. So it's like, we're going to investigate. I'll tell Bonnie to release it. There's nothing there. You're crazy if you ask questions. You couldn't create a greater Streisand effect. So I'm asking a very serious question right now. Is President Trump being held hostage with blackmail? Is it somebody in his family implicated? And again, he's a smart guy. Why would he be flailing around saying, don't look at this or you're a traitor, when anybody knows one-on-one, if you, like, we'll make a mistake in an interview or a report, and I will, in the past, I would pull it just because it was wrong, but I noticed whatever I pulled, they would project some conspiracy on, so I now leave it up and put a correction on top of it. Because, you know, if it's a 30-minute, you know, piece, they'll find something in it and claim I was covering that up. No, I'll get a fact wrong, or like today I said, the Iranian prime minister is there today. It was the Bahrainian. I just wasn't paying attention. And so we're not going to cut that out of the show because it'll become some big conspiracy. So I know about the Streisand effect. And people that don't know, you should look it up. But it's real simple. If your dad says, don't get in this drawer, in the chest of drawers when I'm gone, which my dad never did. But the point is, hypothetically, that's where the Playboy magazines are. That's what, as soon as dad leaves, you're going right there to see what's there. And so... the Q people are like, this is 85 quadrillion, infinity, mega massive, beyond God, super chess, next level. And I've been wanting to say this a few months. I have it because I don't want to help our enemies overall. Trump's been a good force. I know people very close to Trump. And it's not like megalomania where he's on a power trip. He's so committed and thinks he's right after they tried to kill him and all this pressure. Instead of him collapsing under pressure, he kind of like, I'm not really a Marvel fan, but I didn't see the old Superman or Batman, whatever it is, with Doomsday, like 15 years ago, what it was. The more you attack him, the stronger he gets. But in the process, he becomes a monster. And I'm kind of under pressure, having to level up, gotten more aggressive and stuff. I got to control it. I'm only 51. So I can't imagine at 78 what's going on with him and the 80 trillion chess. I mean, it's infinity chess. It's beyond infinity. It's beyond God. And being sarcastic. So this is really a tragedy. I hope he course corrects. But, I mean, in the space of yesterday, yeah, we're doing a special counsel. Yeah, Bondi. Yeah, it's reasonable. Laura Trump. Yeah, he wants to set it right. Lutnick, hours later, nope, we're not looking at it. No discussion. You're traitors if you do it. And then three times in a press conference today. Hell, that was hours ago. I imagine he's flipped out again, Owen.
Well, he does have lunch meetings with other foreign diplomats, including the prime minister of Qatar. So he might be behind the scenes and not in front of cameras anymore. But he's already made his statements. So it's not like, you know, I look at it like this, Alex. We have a structure fire here. This is a you know, 10 alarm, whatever, structure fire. And they're trying to put it out with, like, sippy cups of water. Like, oh, here's a special counselor. Oh, you know, we'll do this. Oh, whatever's credible. It's like,
well, those are sippy cups. Saying don't investigate it is like a fire hose of gasoline.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, oh, maybe a special counselor. Maybe this. It's like you just put a sippy cup on the structure fire that you've started now. And then after that, you're going to come out and dump the gas.
And then we're traitors for observing it. And as I said last Monday, I said Trump's behind this. It came out the next day he was. Hey, you know they've been trying to shut us down forever. They put a receiver in. They can be here as early as hell tomorrow. We're fighting them in federal court. We need your support. They don't own thealexjonestour.com. I don't own it. They can't get it. It supports the Alex Jones Network, all of it. We have the new Alex Jones tactical dagger. This is beyond badass. These sell for $100 in stores. We bought so many of them. We're selling for $78 or whatever. Amazing high-tech scabbard. And it's got the hookup for your belt, all of it. And look at that. Doesn't come out. It is amazing. This is a limited edition. It's going to sell quickly. I need support. We're going to keep Owen, Harrison, everybody on air. We're going to expand regardless under a new banner. If they are able to shut us down, we need your support right now at thealexjonesstore.com. The methylene blue and more. It's all there. We've now got this combo super energy product. Sale going as well, 50% off. Be sure and check it all out at thealexjonesstore.com. We got the Power Drive, Cellular Energy, Power Plant, and Methyl Drive together, insane together. They're amazing individually. They're incredible. Get it now at the huge announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip onto your belt or your pants. And it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade. It's a symbol of freedom. Limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda, featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision. This dagger is built to last. On one side is etched my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with methylene blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with methylene blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times.
times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive Bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 Worldwide.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Alex has departed to handle some legal stuff. We're going to open up the phone lines at the end of this segment. I'm going to play the clips and finish my analysis. But yesterday, and this clip went relatively viral on X, and there was other people clipping it, when I talked about if what Trump is saying about the Epstein files being modified essentially is true, then that's a criminal offense. And there need to be criminal referrals and investigations. So he was meaning to talk about that, and then we just ended up going a different direction. And he said, you need to reemphasize that. So what Trump has asserted is that we can't trust what's in the Epstein files because the Democrats, and I'm assuming he's talking about when Biden was in office, but even the messaging on that is mixed. He didn't even realize that Epstein died when he was in his first term. And, you know, Comey was long gone by the time Biden got into office. So even with that, there's mixed messaging. But whatever, he's clearly spiraling on the issue. But if it's true that the Democrats altered the files or planted stuff into the files to incriminate Trump or other people within Trump's family or sphere of influence. So if the Democrats edited any legal documents, FBI documents, court documents, that is a crime, and they need to be charged. And the criminal referrals need to go to Pam Bondi's desk, and then there's the problem. So President Trump, we the people are with you. We want you to arrest the deep state criminals. We want you to arrest the people that have tried to take everything from you, including your life. We want the people arrested that have done the harms to this country and lied about you and lied about us and set you up. But if you're going to tell us that the Democrats altered the files, that's a crime. And the FBI needs to investigate. And Pam Bondi needs to start looking at criminal charges. So you make the claim, that's a crime, then let's see the charges. Let's see the investigation. We're with you. But don't come out here and tell us, hey, they committed a crime, they altered the files, so just get over it. That doesn't make any sense. It actually makes it worse. So not only was the pedophile Epstein with all of his friends going and hanging out on the island and doing God knows what, going over to Zorro Ranch in New Mexico and doing God knows what, with former Israeli prime ministers and others going over to his New York mansion and doing God knows what, So as if that's not as bad, now you're saying, oh, well, all the legal documents and the court documents have been altered by the Democrats. So that's another crime. So not only are we told to forget about the criminals running around with Epstein and all the sex slaves and all the pedophiles, not only are we supposed to forget about that, now you're telling us a crime was committed in the legal documents. So then let's see the investigations. Let's see the criminal referrals. Let's see Pam Bondi and Kash Patel get to work. And this actually goes back to something Kash Patel said about the FBI about a year ago. You may remember, he said, we have to let them be cops. So go be cops. I'll have more on that coming up. This is Trump last night. This was the triple down on the Epstein disaster. This was Trump tripling down last night in clip one.
Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein file.
I'm sorry, guys. Today. So let me do it right. This is last night, clip two. This is last night, tripling down, clip two.
Semiconductors and chips.
Mr. President, I know you've urged people to move on, but I'm curious, why do you think your supporters in particular have been so interested in the Epstein story and so upset about how it's been handled?
I don't understand it. Why they would be so interested. He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life. I don't understand what the interest or what the fascination is. I really don't. And the credible information has been given. Don't forget, we went through years of the Mueller witch hunt and all of the different things, the Steele dossier, which was all fake. All that information was fake. But I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sordid, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think, well, really only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going. But credible information, let them give it. Anything that's credible, I would say let them have it.
Mr. President, a question on AI. How do you want America?
Howard Lutnick next to him, Epstein's neighbor. That's what I'm saying. It's like, do you want us to go there? It's like, we don't want to go there. You're making us go there because we have to make sense of this. You don't understand why it's a big deal. Oh, he was a life loser. Making billions of dollars as a quote-unquote financier. The banks had to be investigated and make payouts. All of the victims, Pam Bondi said it was thousands. He was hanging out at your clubs. He was recruiting women at your clubs. You thought it was a big deal. You put an end to it. You cooperated with the feds. So what is this? You don't know. You don't understand why it's a big deal. What is this? He had no influence. He hung out with billionaires. He flew them on his private jets. He had access to billions of dollars. He had a damn private island. Hanging out with presidents, prime ministers, and then there's Lutnick sitting next to him laughing. You're a bad person if you talk about this. So that was the triple down. Then I guess technically if we're going into the chronological order, this would have been the quadruple down when he posted this on Truth Social today. The radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt again. Just like with the fake and fully discredited Steele dossier, the lying 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, what Democrats swore had come from Russia, it came from Hunter Biden. And even Russia scam itself, a totally fake and made-up story in order to hide crooked Hillary Clinton's big loss in the 2016 presidential election. These scams and hoaxes are all good, are what the Democrats are good at, which is all they have. They're no good at governing, no good at policy, and no good at picking winning candidates. Also, unlike Republicans, they stick together like glue. Well, yeah, they're in a cult. We're not, in case you haven't noticed. I guess some people are in a cult, so I can't say all of us. Their new scam is what will forever be called the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. And my pack, line, and sinker. So his past supporters, that's him initiating the divorce. They haven't learned their lesson. Oh, we haven't learned our lesson. Okay. and probably never will. Even after being conned by the lunatic left for 8 long years, I've had more success in 6 months than perhaps any president in our country's history. Yeah, that ain't selling. And all these people want to talk about with strong prodding by the fake news and the success-starved Dems is the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't even think about talking of our incredible and unprecedented success because I don't want their support anymore. Doubling down on the divorce. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. Yeah, that's lost all meaning. From you, at least. So, how is it that Bongino and Bondi and Patel and Trump himself and many other members of his administration all talked about the Epstein client list during the Biden years? All talked about it. And how serious it was. And now it's a Democrat hoax? It went from a Democrat cover-up to a Democrat hoax. It's ridiculous. And this is what he's trying to sell you, and he says you're bad if you don't buy it. It's beyond political bizarro world. It's beyond political Groundhog Day. It's complete insanity. And really, you can only land on a few different potentials here, which is either they've got to Trump, whether it's him or his family. I mean, someone tried to kill him multiple times. That can, you know, that can influence a guy. Or whatever reason, he's just made a deal with Netanyahu for some other means, for some other ends, to cover this up for the Mossad. I mean, this is all Q coming true, but I have no proof of that. There's no evidence of that. And if that ends up being the case, then great. Then we all win. But I don't see how you slice this any other way. Now, here's Trump quintupling down earlier today from the Oval Office, clip one.
Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein files, but I do want to ask you to clarify something you said this morning. You said this was all a hoax. Has your attorney general told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen?
No, it's not the attorney general. No, I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And it's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier that turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net. And so they try and do the Democrats' work. The Democrats are good for nothing other than these hoaxes. They're bad for policy. They're bad for picking candidates that can get elected. Like in New York, we have a communist running. He may get elected, too, actually, but he'll destroy the city. I call it the Epstein hoax. It takes a lot of time and effort. Instead of talking about the great achievements, we've had a great gentleman yesterday, as you know, went on CNBC, and he made the statement that Trump may go down as the greatest president of all in the United States. And talking about the things we've achieved, we've had tremendous achievement. Like they're wasting their time with
secure border. What else?
A guy who obviously had some very serious problems, who died 3-4 years ago. I'd rather talk about the success
we have. He died when you were
president. The economy, the best we've ever had, and all of the things we've done, including the Middle East. I mean, you see it. Instead, they want to talk about the Epstein hoax.
The Middle East is on fire right now.
The sad part is it's people.
Tens of thousands are dying.
Really doing the Democrats' work. They're stupid people. Yeah, go ahead.
Folks, I'm sorry. It's just he's lying to you. And to try to draw parallels between the real Democrat hoaxes, which were hoaxes, to try to draw the parallels, this is just another Democrat hoax. What an absolute lie. And now, again, is this just like, is this a hell thing? I'm serious. I'm just trying to figure it out. Because I don't want to think President Trump is a liar. But this is an outright lie. So to compare this to the actual Democrat hoaxes, but see, I think he knows what he's doing. He knows now that he's got a bunch of newcomers that support him that are basically just low IQ maggotards. I don't know what else to call them. They're just low IQ maggotards. And he knows, all I have to do is say it's just like these other hoaxes, and they'll nod their head and say, yeah, oh, yes, it is, yep. And so you've got that, and you've got the people that have just built their entire personality, their entire platform off of Trump and MAGA. That's all they have. So there's nowhere else they can go. If they say anything negative about Trump, then they have nothing else. No, Epstein died when you were president. The Epstein files, or the second round of them, that happened. He was arrested when you were president. Now, if the Democrats went in there and modified the files and put stuff in the files and tried to entrap you or other people in the files that are there now, well, then that's a crime. And so you're accusing them of a crime, so I want prosecutions. I want investigations and prosecutions. Or are you just making that up, too? Which one is it? So are you going to say they committed a crime and then we're not going to investigate it? And I did this, I believe it was Monday on the Jones Show, but, you know, you want to do this, President Trump. You want to play this game. It was Acosta with all the other deep state lawyers that cut Epstein the deal that then a New York prosecutor said, no, this deal is illegitimate. And Acosta connected to Bill Barr, connected to Brett Kavanaugh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, folks. They all worked at the same law firm that cut Jeffrey Epstein the sweetheart deal. That cut Epstein the pedophile the sweetheart deal. And in that deal that Acosta was a part of, who then became a member of Trump's administration in his first term, when they brought Epstein back because they said Acosta's deal is no good, they even said in that deal that all co-conspirators could not be charged. All co-conspirators would be exonerated. So yeah, there is an Epstein client list. And Maxwell is in prison for running a sex trafficking ring with Jeffrey Epstein. And there were minors involved. And that's just what we know. That's just what we know. Oh, is Maxwell in jail for a hoax? Should we free Ghislaine Maxwell too? Did her father not fall off a boat, known Mossad agent? No, it was your administration. It was your guy, Acosta. It was your attorney general, Bill Barr, son of Donald Barr, who recruited Jeffrey Epstein. It was the law firm with Kavanaugh and Acosta and other Trump associates that cut Epstein the sweetheart deal. It was Lutnick that was his neighbor. So I'm saying, it's like, do you really want to play this game with us? I just don't get it. But hey, that's the game he wants to play. Fine. I just can't believe they've underestimated this so much. I really can't. This was from September 2024. New York Post headline. Trump says he'll release Jeffrey Epstein client list if elected. I have no problem with that. How about this from earlier this year? Did you guys hear about this? Jeffrey Epstein's associates could reap benefit of a big tax refund. Oh, the business is still going? Jeffrey Epstein's estate receives $112 million tax refund from IRS. Now his girlfriend, Karnia Shuliak, and associates may get the money.
His associates are still getting money from his estate. And the IRS is paying it out.
What about this Trump, though? From his first term, you know, when they brought Epstein in and then he killed himself in the prison with your doctored little video that you put out trying to convince us that that's the case. What about this Trump from the first term in clip 5?
You really think the Clintons are involved in Jeffrey Epstein's death?
I have no idea. I know he was on his plane 27 times, and he said he was on the plane 4 times. But when they checked the plane log, Bill Clinton, who was a very good friend of Epstein, he was on the plane about 27 or 28 times. So why did he say 4 times? And then the question you have to ask is, did Bill Clinton go to the island? Because Epstein had an island. That was not a good place, as I understand it, and I was never there. So you have to ask, did Bill Clinton go to the island? That's the question. If you find that out, you're going to know a lot. Thank you very much.
You're going to know a lot. Wait, Trump, were you falling for a hoax? Was that a hoax? Again, we didn't call for the divorce. This breaks my heart. It's really sad. But you know anybody that's been through divorce, it gets nasty here. It gets real nasty. This is horrifying. Top U.S. pollster, Trump's approval rating is 1 point away from the lowest net approval rating he's ever had. It all started with the Iran strikes, then the Musk Doge fallout, then the dirty sales techniques for the big, beautiful bill, now telling you to forget about the Epstein files. I mean, this thing is just off the rails, man. And it's pretty clear. A couple things are pretty clear. And, you know, I'll kind of tiptoe around it for now, but notice that there are people that are willing to call out any member of the Trump administration except Susie Wiles. And that's because Susie Wiles is controlling them and feeding them information. So they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. But it's pretty clear the big, beautiful bill was all about a huge business deal. That's what it was. It was a huge business deal. And a lot of people got rich. It was corrupt. And you start to look more into Susie Wiles and her involvement with Mercury Public Affairs and her involvement with Benjamin Netanyahu, and it all starts to make more sense. It all starts to make more sense, ladies and gentlemen. And this is all public information. And Susie Wiles is cutting deals to friendly AI companies, and they're all about to make out with billions of dollars now, and they've all got it into this big, beautiful bill. And Wiles running the old consulting firms, now running the White House. Wiles running Netanyahu's campaign, now running Trump's. It's getting real ugly out there, folks. It's getting real bad. And I'm not going to sit here and get lied to. I'm certainly not going to shut up when I'm told to. But it's just none of it makes any sense other than to say, Trump, did they get you? Are you okay? Do you need our help? Blink twice if you're in distress. Or did he sell us out? Or is he, you know, going through his own personal stuff, mentally, physically, good or bad, whatever it is, with everything he's been through, and he's just on his own now, just doing his own thing now. We didn't initiate this divorce. I don't even want this divorce. It's not even. I don't even look at it like that. I've always been independent. I've always been loyal to the truth. I'm always going to, with the audience we have at InfoWars or whatever audience I have, I'm going to just tell you the truth. I'm going to call it as I see it. So it's not about us. It's about the MAGA movement. It's about Trump's base, and he's saying, I'm done with you. We're divorced. So, okay. But, yeah, you know, you've seen how nasty divorces can get. You've seen how nasty divorces can get when they're in the public, too. And accusations start getting made, and other things start going public, and some of those skeletons in the closet start to get out. It's like, I don't want to open the closet. I don't want the skeletons to come out. I don't want this to be some nasty thing, but okay, you want to do this. What do you think is going to happen? And you want to talk about the Democrats? Yeah, they're the ones that are going to lie. And all you've done is now given them the ammo to lie. If it's like, oh, I don't want the Democrats to accuse me of being involved with Epstein, well, then why would you cover up the Epstein client list? Why would you tell people to move on from the Epstein client list? That gives the Democrats exactly what they want. That's not us doing that. That's you doing that. All right, there is other news, but I'm going to open up calls. I'm going to give out the phone lines coming up in 6 minutes. We'll do that in 6 minutes.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And pretty excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the ultramethylene blue USB grade from the alexjonesstore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.